Consumer Watch with Wayne Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
It's 13 minutes before we get to 9 this Thursday morning on East Coast Breakfast. So no party for Ford as the Fiesta is recalled. Good morning, Wendy Nolan.
Hello, Darren.
So I think it's fair to say, and here's the thing, right? I have in the last 2-3 months been looking, actively searching for my new car. I'm looking for, I'm in the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was considering this department. It looks like Ford South Africa are having what can only be described as annus horribilis, right?
You said that so well, Darren.
Darren. Yes, Wendy.
The year didn't get off to a great start for the manufacturer at all. And late yesterday, it got a bit worse. They had to announce that another Ford is being recalled. This time, the top-of-the-range performance Fiesta, the ST model, because, and I'm quoting from the press release now, a lack of coolant circulation could cause an engine to overheat, resulting in a crack in the cylinder head. A cracked cylinder head can result in a pressurized oil leak, and oil that comes into contact with a hot engine surface increases the risk of fire in the engine department, close
sense.
Quote. And if that sounds familiar, it's because it's the same reason 4,556 Ford Cougar 1.6s were recalled in mid-January. On Tuesday this week, a couple of days ago, came the news that embattled Ford SA CEO Jeff Nearmuth is being recalled himself to the US from April 1, that's this weekend if I'm not mistaken, a development which he insists has nothing to do with the Cougar crisis. The mid-January Cougar safety recall, you remember, was pretty much forced on Ford South Africa by the National Consumer Commission as the number of burning Cougar reports was edging up to an incredible 50.
Mm.
On the same day, that was, I think it was the 16th of January, the Times revealed, and I was part of the story, that several South African insurance companies who dealt with fire-related Cougar claims had reported these fires to Ford going back a couple of years, but no action was taken by the manufacturer, which was pretty damning. As automotive scandals go, that's pretty hard to top. Yeah. Images of Cougar after Cougar with the engines on fire, abandoned on the side of the road, and then the logistical nightmare of the recall, as Ford SA wasn't geared up for it at the time. So thousands of Cougar owners were bringing their cars and needing courtesy cars. They were having to hire cars for them. Mm. Others were wanting to get rid of their Cougars, still are, being unhappy with the trade-in prices they've been offered. Even with Ford's trade-in assistance, the value drop was substantial.
Yep.
So it's pretty, as crises go, right up there.
It don't get much bigger than that,
yeah. Yeah, and then in the Sunday Times on Sunday, I wrote a story about insurers Auto & General and Dial Direct, both part of the Telesure Group, planning to take legal action against Ford South Africa in relation to three Ford EcoSport fire claims which they'd settled. So now we're onto EcoSport.
Is this the EcoSport, that's a small Ford SUV?
Yeah, the one with the little, the one with the spare wheel on the back. So
yeah.
it's a baby sister of the Cougar. It's
okay.
Smaller and cheaper. Ford South Africa insisted they only know of one Ford EcoSport fire last month, which happened outside East London, and the owner of that one had been told to call a breakdown service when she reported a weird engine noise, but she chose to carry on driving.
Mm.
Both Auto & General and Dial Direct say that they've paid out the owners of two other EcoSports which caught fire, and they told Ford about both of them in May and July last year. So that's a bit mystifying.
Mm.
I should say that the fires in those three EcoSports were apparently different models, and the fires started in different ways. So it's important to say that, but still, three EcoSport fires, which doesn't sit well coming off.
No,
all the,
even
the
one.
Cougar, exactly, yeah.
But now, what's the story with the Fiesta
okay,
recall?
Having set that scene, it appears to be part of a global recall of the Fiesta ST. In South Africa, it affects 1,078 models made between September 2012 and December 2014, and they all have the 1.6-litre EcoBoost engine.
Yeah.
It's part of a massive recall of cars with that engine in the US and Europe, 360,000 vehicles, including the Fiesta ST and the Escape, which is what the Cougar is called in those markets. Okay.
What is Ford saying about this?
Okay, so this is what they're saying. The safety of our customers is our top priority, and the expansion of the safety recall is being rolled out as a precautionary measure on the Fiesta ST, said Nearmuth yesterday. Precautionary meaning that there aren't reports of them going up in flames, and this is a voluntary recall, it's important to say.
How does one even start recalling something as big as the Fiesta ST?
Okay, so again, the 1,070... 1,078 of them on the roads. What they need to do apparently is receive hardware and software upgrades, which includes the fitment of a coolant level sensor. It'll be free of charge, of course.
Oh, nice.
But here's the thing, Darren. Those parts aren't going to be available until the fourth quarter, as Ford puts it. So that's October at the earliest. Mm. And the affected owners will be informed when they should book their cars in for the repair. And in the meantime, they should just carry on driving the cars. Unless the car has a coolant leak, is overheating, or needs its coolant topped up a lot, in which case customers should go in, you know, to their dealers and report this. And so now the onus is on the drivers of those Fiesta STs to check their vehicle's coolant levels like hawks, and to refer to the owner's manual for instructions on how to do so and what to do if it's low. So it's quite it puts the onus on them to do that. A bit of a schlep. And when you think recall, you don't think, okay, we're telling you now, but it's only going to happen in October. And I think they had to, though, because with all the focus on, with all the attention on Ford recalls and fires, you know, they had, it was in the international media about the European and American one, so they had to say it. But yeah. Interestingly, there's no notice about the Fiesta recall on Ford's website, as there is the Cougar one, but they did put something, the full statement, out on their Facebook page.
But we, of course, will have the story up on our page if you need to share it with anyone.
Yep.
All right. So that's on our Consumer Watch page on ecr.co.za. Is there no end to this Ford Fire
Fiesta fiasco.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, sir. Darren, Kerry and Skye. East Coast Breakfast.